More from Road Dogg Live with KC Phillips on Sirius XM's Road Dogg Trucking Radio and the Sirius XM app.
888-876-2336. Hanging out with Tim Norland, little Timmy T time. Tim is the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. If you guys want to find out more, go to rail.jobs. That's roehl.jobs or rail.jobs, just to keep it phonetically as simple as possible. Tim, great to have you back.
Yeah, great to be here, as always.
Hey, it's great to have you, man. And let's get into the conversation about what you guys got going on. Read a little bit about you hauling some wreaths and honoring our servicemen and women. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely, yeah. We're getting it's getting to be that time, Wreaths Across America.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wreaths, and we got involved here really heavily last year. Both hauling loads of wreaths for the organization, and also we brought Wreaths Across America back to Marshfield, Wisconsin, and started laying wreaths at the graves of veterans at the local cemetery. I was nominated to be the location coordinator. Well, I was voluntold to be the location coordinator for Wreaths Across America, and our first one went off without a hitch. It really was well received by the community. In fact, so much so we started small. There's two small veterans sections of the cemetery, mm-hmm. and our goal was just to cover the cost of placing wreaths in those two sections. And we ended up not only doing those two sections, but a number of veterans buried generally throughout the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're trying to place a wreath on every veteran's grave in the cemetery, which is four times as many as we laid last year. So it's fantastic. Great organization. We're so happy to be involved with them. And, I know they've got a big gala coming up in D.C. here. Wreaths Across America Day is December 14th this year. So every cemetery that participates will be laying their wreaths on that day, including the big one in Arlington National Cemetery, where it all began back in the 90s. But I'll also be out there in D.C. It's kind of hard. I have to go to D.C. and then I got to get back so we can have the ceremony in Marshfield. But we have we've honored veterans throughout our organization. Everett was a vet. We recognize our vets. They get special stickers on the sides of their trucks. The honor fleet is what we call mm-hmm. these guys. Mm-hmm. And we've really targeted hiring veterans coming out of the military. And there's an award given by Transition Trucking, which is part of it's a group of people from Fastport, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Kenworth. And they give away a T680 truck to a veteran every year. The veterans have to be nominated. They have to have entered truck driving. And we're honored to have one of our drivers nominated this year. And he's He's made it to the finals.
Awesome.
Yeah, his name is Douglas Couch. Douglas served in the U.S. Navy and was on the aircraft carrier Nimitz for all his time. And he was in charge of 50 cooks, and they fed 5,000 sailors and airmen and Marines on board that aircraft carrier four meals a day.
Wow.
So 20,000 meals a day. Just crazy, crazy stuff. But I asked him, how transitioning over to trucking was going for him. And he said, I love it. He says, being in that truck reminds me of my birth on the ship.
The hum of the
APU mm-hmm. or the motor or
yep.
the reefer unit running, next to him. He just, like I said, he's in our van fleet. But, to have all that. And he looks at driving like a deployment. He'll stay out 4 to 6 months at a time.
Oh, my.
He's a single guy, obviously not a family guy. But
good luck
to
him.
That's what he wants to do, and we couldn't be more proud of him. So I'll be out there cheering him on. They announced the winner on Friday, December 13th, at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building, which is right across the street from the White House.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah.
So you guys don't have any like insider information on who's going to win yet?
Oh, gosh, no. No. And, you know, hearing the stories of all the veterans that were involved, I think they started with 46 nominations, whittled it down to 10 semifinalists, and now we're down to the five finalists. It's pretty pretty inspiring. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. And, you know, all that goes along with Wreaths Across America. Douglas had raised his hand, wanted to haul one of the loads of wreaths that we're hauling this year. Obviously, he's got a conflict. He might win a T680
That's
truck.
Right. Good Lord. Yeah. Well, keep me posted on that.
Absolutely.
And if you guys want to do an interview, even if Douglas doesn't win, I'd love to talk with him about his service.
Sure.
A couple of things that we have going on. I just scheduled with the VA to have my dad interred in the New Albany National Cemetery.
Nice.
Which has been... 3.5 going on 4 years that he passed. And mm-hmm. so we've been waiting on some things, family things, to get sorted out first. And now we finally started that process. So he's going to be hopefully honored next year whenever Wreaths Across America. And I hadn't even thought about just how important and how impactful that program is for families who have fallen service members.
Yeah.
And then with the transition trucking and the T680, it's just, that's very exciting.
It is. Yeah, it really, really is. And if you've never participated in Wreaths Across America, it's really something. It's a very moving experience. My dad was a Marine in World mm-hmm. War II, and I probably get my patriotism, my thanks for the military from that. But I went to Arlington a number of years ago and participated in laid wreaths, and literally within 2 hours, we went from no wreaths to 350,000 wreaths on the graves from the tens of thousands of volunteers that show up there. But
just
really, really, really a cool experience. And this year we're honored. We're taking a load of wreaths down to the National Cemetery in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
We have one of our Georgia drivers doing that. And then we bring two loads of wreaths back to Wisconsin and deliver them at the cemeteries in Wisconsin that are participating in Wreaths Across America.
For the drivers who participate with those programs, are those paid loads or are those volunteer charitable loads?
No, we pay them.
Okay.
We pay them. You know, we ask for volunteers to do it. We want their story. Why are they deserving to do it?
Right.
We had 96 drivers that raised their hand and said, I want to haul a load of wreaths. So it was
amazing.
A challenge for us to pick. You know, we wanted to pick everybody, but
I think it highlights the role of serving our communities, and not only in military service, but then after, and when you do reintegrate into civilian life, just how important it is to make sure that we are honoring our vets. And just hearing Douglas's story about being a cook and serving that many meals, how important, even in non-combat roles, the folks that are not on the front lines, the frontline folks could not do the work if it wasn't for the people cooking the meals, making sure the ship was ready, doing all of the logistics, and then leadership, obviously.
Yep.
But it's all about being team players. And that's what trucking is like, because a lot of times trucking doesn't get the appreciation that it deserves.
Right.
But you look at how much freight is hauled. Nobody could do anything if it wasn't for what you guys are doing at rail and for what the trucking industry on the whole does.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So it's nice to hear that that's being honored. And I was just reading earlier about the White House and their policies about veterans and trucking. What is rail doing to invite more truckers from the ranks of our military vets?
You know, several years ago when we set up our honor program, we also did an apprenticeship program with the Department of Labor.
Nice.
So that veterans could access their benefits, their GI benefits, and draw those while also going through our Get Paid to Get Your CDL training program. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2-year apprenticeship program. You know, they go through the Get Your CDL program, they become drivers, they drive for a while. And then that second year, they move into a leadership role of training other drivers. They become driver trainers themselves. So it's an accredited 2-year Department of Labor registered apprenticeship program. And we have a number of drivers that take advantage of that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to access the benefits that they earned while they were in the military. So it's been very successful.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. You got some numbers you can share with us on how many folks have taken advantage?
I don't have it in front of me.
Your little platoon.
I didn't know we were talking about that. So, yeah.
Timmy Norland's platoon of drivers.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be like the gunnery sergeant that's conducting the basic training for these guys. You get them on a line and get in their face.
Probably not. No, that's not how I operate.
Only two things come out of Marshfield.
Yeah, oh boy.
Just kidding. No. Sit tight. Tim Norland hanging out with us. He's the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. We'll be right back on SiriusXM's Road Dog Live and Interstate Weather. Road Dog Live is brought to you by Walmart Transportation. We'll be right back.